God. We got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Amen. We got breath in our bodies. Amen. Another day. I tell you, we can go on and on. I preached a message similar to this, but the Lord's been weighing this on my heart, and I had other scripture marked, and I talked to Jerry this week, and I said, I think this is what's been on my mind, but God saw a difference today. Amen, church. We're going different directions tonight. I've opened up the book of Psalms, chapter 100. Amen. We're going to start verse 1. Five simple verses. Amen. Powerful verses. Today, church, we have a lot to be thankful for. And I believe, amen, God's got big plans for us. Amen, church. We've already heard it preached this morning to serve the Lord. Amen. Not sin. Amen. Just like Paul did. Amen. I believe he counseled us to do the same thing. I believe we don't have to be literally shut blind here to see what God has done for us in this life, church. I believe God brought us a long way. Amen. Amen. He's brought us so far to turn back now, Brother Eric. And I believe we need to be thankful for what He's done for us and how far He's brought us, church, and how far He's going to continue to take us. Amen. But one day we go home. Amen. Praise God. I tell you what, tonight. Amen. I love the Lord. I'm thankful for what He's done for me. Amen. The book of Psalms, chapter 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. If He is that, He hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter to His gates with thanksgiving, and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Hey, church, let me tell you something tonight. I believe when we come together in God's house, amen, He gives us a gift of singing. Amen, He gives us a gift of preaching. We call it to preach. Amen, He gives us a gift to do something for Him. I believe we need to serve the Lord to the best of our ability. I believe we need to use that. Amen, you may not sing the prettiest there ever been. Amen, you may not be the hardest preacher to ever preach. I believe if God puts the words in your mouth. I believe we need to use it. I believe we need to serve the Lord. That was everything we got. I believe God has blessed this church. I believe He's opened the doors and turned on our lights. Amen. And allowed us with His money to work. I believe we need to put to use for God's glory and not ours. Amen. Amen. I come into His courts with thanksgiving and praise. And church, I've got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. He's blessed me with a family. Amen. Thanks that I don't deserve. Amen. And I wake up every morning, I gain another breath in my body. I get to open my eyes one more day. I want to enter His gates with thanksgiving. Amen. I want to serve God with everything I have, church. And that's what He requires from us. Amen. Amen. When I come to church, amen, and you're the same thing with me. I know you agree with me. You don't come here to see me. Amen. I don't come here to see you. Let's be real here. Amen. I come for the Lord. Amen. I come to get my spirits lifted. I come to get strength where I can't find it nowhere else. Hey, church, that's what we're here for. That's why we come together. Amen. To serve the Lord. And with thanksgiving and praise, church. Amen. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Boy, Caleb, I can't sing like you can. Caleb, I can't sing like Brother Eric. Caleb, I can't sing like Sister Rita. Hey, Caleb, I can't sing like Brother David. Who cares? Amen. God ain't saying you sing just like them. He said just sing. Hey, make a noise. Make something. Oh, sound something. Just do it for me. Amen. That's all He wants from us. Boy, Caleb, I'd run him out of the building. You don't want me doing that. I'll run plumb out the streets. I'll never come back. Then let him leave, amen. But you made the noise for God. Amen. And it's a joyful noise in His ears. Praise God. When we get to heaven, we'll have the prettiest voices never heard.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Boy, that choir sounds the best it's ever sounded. Amen. When all of God's children get home. Amen. Amen. Church, we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. And He gives us these simple rules to live by. Amen. Nothing hard for us to do. He just wants us to have the willingness to try for Him and serve God and follow Him just like Paul did. Like we heard this morning. Amen. Paul was a person, amen, as Jerry said this morning. Amen. That was persecuting Christians. Amen. And was doing anything he could to stop them. Amen, amen. God called Paul for a bigger purpose. Amen, God called Paul for a bigger plan. Amen, God used Paul. Amen, Paul was one of the greatest ministers that ever preached God's Word. Amen, when Paul got through preaching, when his work was done, he passed it to Timothy. And Timothy got called. And Timothy went to preaching too. And church, Do it for God's purpose. Amen. Praise God. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is He that had made us. Listen to that, church. It is He that made us, not we ourselves. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. And Lord, I get to tie in some of the scripture that I had before. Amen, church. He has His hand on us. A powerful hand of God. Amen, that moved Elijah in the rain. Amen, it took off. He said He girded up His loins. Amen, and God's hand was upon Him.
Amen.
Hey man, church, if you do it for God, His hand will be on you.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey man, He won't let nothing happen to you.
Yeah.
Hey man, in that story it says Ahab went up to the mountain, he looked out into the seas, and he said, that looks like a form of a hand and moving over the waters. Hey man, they knew that was God's hand. He was moving throughout the land. Hey man, eventually he got a hold of Elijah, and that rain came in a drought and he took off.
Amen.
Amen. All because he was willing, Elijah was willing to serve the Lord. Amen. To follow Him just like Paul did. Amen. He counseled us to do the same thing tonight, church. Amen. We may not be the best at what we do. There's always, in other people's opinion, Brother Eric going to be a better preacher. Amen. Jerry, there's always going to be a better singer out there somewhere. In people's eyes. But in God's eyes, we're just as good as the other one. I can sound just as good as Michael Bolton. Amen. I can sing with the best of them. As long as God's in it. As long as I give God the praise. And God the glory tonight. Amen. Boy. God made us. Amen. Nobody else did that. Well, Caleb, now, no. My mama did that. No, sir. Amen. God did that. Amen. We were put on this earth for a bigger purpose and a bigger reason than what man can explain tonight. Amen. But what He wants us to do, amen, is what He has called us to do. Amen. Not somebody else. Amen. Know ye that God, amen, that He is God, the Lord is God. And He hath made us, not we ourselves. Listen to this. Enter into His gate with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name.
Yeah.
Church, God's given you something this life. Amen. I believe we all have a house to live in. I believe when we leave here tonight, we're going to get to go home with our family and our loved ones. We're going to get to go home to heat and air conditioning. Amen. And we might go as far as saying, hey, you got food on your table. Amen. If you want to watch the news, as bad as it is, it's there for you because God has blessed you with it. Amen. Church, at least we can do is be thankful and bless His name.
Amen.
Amen. And not the people that gave us the money to do it. Amen. Bless God, amen, because He's the one that deserves all the praise tonight.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to this last verse here. Amen, for the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting,
yes,
and His truth endureth to all generations, amen. Amen. Amen, God's Word is not going anywhere tonight, church.
Yeah.
Amen, it's here to stay. Amen, when we leave here and go to heaven one day, the Bible said it's settled there forever.
Yeah,
hey, church, men can try to drown it out. They can take bits and pieces out of God's Word. Amen, but it's still not going anywhere. Amen, when He saved you, amen, He gave you a will to be here. He sowed His Word in your hearts tonight, church.
Yeah.
Amen. If you love the Lord,
yeah.
Amen, your word will always be here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, church. Serve the Lord with gladness. I love those words. Amen. Don't dread it. Amen. What we talked about this morning, Brother Eric. People get up and that alarm clock goes off at 7:15. My wife gets on me all the time. Sometimes we don't have to be up early. Hey, Brother Eric, but I got a built-in alarm clock. Amen. And it goes off at 6:45, 7 o'clock. Amen. She's ready to kill me. Amen. But let me tell you something. On Sunday mornings, amen, we should be glad when that alarm clock goes off. We should be jumping out of bed, springing up, getting ready to get a chance to serve the Lord. Amen. And give Him praise for what He's done for us. Church, that's all He requires from us.
Imagine.
Amen. Just be glad that you're serving God. Amen. Be happy that He's given you an opportunity to do this thing. Amen. To be in His house. And to be able to play guitar. And sing a song with your voice. Amen. To preach the Word with your abilities. Amen. We should be glad that we're able to do that.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Boy, Caleb. Sometimes it's just too big of a burden to get everybody together and get them dressed.
Yeah.
Hey man, I would assume just to turn on that televangelist on TV. Hey man, I'd rather just sit at home. Hey man, ease back in my recliner and I can watch TV there. And I can get the Lord just as well as I can in the house. Boy, you better watch what you see on TV, church. Hey, boy, a lot of times ain't nothing but filthy junk on there. Amen. That's coming from a televangelist. Amen. But let me tell you something. When we come together in a mighty place when God's Spirit is there. Amen. And His presence dwells here. Amen. Church, there is no better feeling. There's no better uplifting you will find. Amen. But the house of God. The Bible says I was glad when He said, let's go to the house of the Lord. I was glad. I was happy. That means I'm happy to be there. We need to be happy for the Lord. We need to be happy to serve. Amen.
Yeah.
Serve God. Amen. Not see and be happy to serve and follow the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we say, why us, Jerry? When I got called to preach, I said, why me? There's so many people out there. Why not Brother David? Why not Brother Noah here? Why not him? Why not somebody else? Why me, Lord? He said, Caleb, I want you. I've got plans for them wells. I need you.
Amen.
Amen. You need to be glad that I'm calling you to do it. And do it being happy.
Amen.
Don't dread it. Don't be whining about it. Amen. I give you the power to do it. Preach it with power and authority.
Amen.
Oh, sometimes if you notice, amen, Jerry, I have to preach. I'll notice I look over at Jerry and Eric. Sometimes you want to preach for me tonight. Amen. Sometimes we don't feel up to it all the time. Sometimes we get down and out. Amen. Sometimes it gets disappointing, discouraging. Amen. Because you see things. Amen. Movement to different churches. Amen. But you know, God said do it anyways. Amen. You put a smile on your face. And you preach it like you've never preached before.
Amen.
And I will show you the fruits of your labor. Amen. It may not be that night. It may not be 2 weeks from now. Amen. But when we all cross over to the other side.
Amen.
We enter the gates of heaven together. Amen. We get to see all those people we led to Christ. That little word that we preached that night. That noisy voice that you think you sound out of chord. Amen. Led somebody to Christ because of you following the Lord and serving the Lord and listening and obeying and being glad to do what God's called you to do. I'm thankful tonight. I'm entering His gates tonight for Thanksgiving. Amen. I'm entering His house. Amen. With gladness. Amen. Church, I love being here with y'all. Amen. Sometimes I'm sure I get annoyed. Sometimes that's okay. If you can't deal with me here, you really ain't going to deal with me up in heaven. Amen. Amen. We had that talk, me and Brother Eric. People might not believe in the shouting in heaven. Amen. If you don't like shouting here. Amen. If you don't like shouting here. Amen. You stay away from me up there. Because I'm going to run you plumb out of there. Amen. Church, we should be shouting. And we should be thankful. We should be on fire for God.
Amen.
We should be happy. We should be glad to serve the Lord. Amen. Not serve that old devil. Boy, that devil would love to have you follow him. That devil would love you out there. Boy, Caleb, I can use you. You're such a talker. Boy, I can send you to these churches. We can destroy them together. Amen. These people, amen, that are required for God. Caleb, I can use you. We can take them away from God. Boy, we better follow the Lord.
Amen.
Follow Him and He'll take care of us. Amen?
Amen.
Be glad when we come to His house. Be thankful for the person set beside you. Amen?
Amen.
Boy, death can knock on that person's door today. Amen. Amen. We see many people die and leave this world. Lost and undone. We see people die and leave this world unexpectedly. We weren't ready. Amen. Be thankful that person sat beside you tonight. Be thankful that person's at home waiting on you. Be thankful there's a person that you know that you love and care about that's in a church somewhere else. And you're going to be able to meet up later if it's God's will. Be thankful for that person. Amen. Sometimes we don't agree on a lot of things. Sometimes we don't. We have issues with other people we don't like. Amen. But it's time to get over it. Amen. It's time to get over it. Be thankful for that person. Amen. Agree to disagree. Put a smile on your face and move on with your life.
Amen.
Love your neighbor. The Bible says it's love one another.
Yeah.
Amen. Be thankful. I'm going to ask you to stand. Ain't a short, ain't a long message. But I believe it's what God wanted. Amen. I'm going to ask for a song. David, come on up here.
318.
I'm going to ask if you have a need tonight first.
Well,
amen. I'm going to ask if you have a need tonight. If you come. Amen. If you feel like you're struggling, amen, tonight,
bless
of drawing closer to the Lord where you want to be, amen, I'm going to ask you to come and draw closer to God. Amen. Thank Him for what things that you have never thought of thanking Him before. I've done it before, amen. We always need to thank Him for the little things as well as the big. Amen. Church, God is there to help you. His hand is upon you.
Amen.
With God's hand sheltering us, there's nothing that's going to stop us. Amen. As we sing tonight.